Real World Radio is in contact with Iago da Munich, chairperson of Friends of the Earth International, one of the many organizations that today left the UN negotiations on climate change in Warsaw, Poland. Iago, the pleasure of being in contact with you, and please let us know why Friends of the Earth International has taken this decision.
Friends of the Earth International, together with other NGOs, from environmental NGOs, human rights NGOs, and young NGOs, and social movements, today have walked out from the climate talks in Warsaw because we think that not only that we couldn't see any meaningful agreement on binding document that would cut significantly emissions of greenhouse gases into atmosphere, but we have seen that some countries have blocked their any decision by actually increasing their pollution. So we thought that it's now appropriate time to send a strong message that the peoples of the world need our government to act urgently and be brave in cutting the emissions, and in the same time, they should not allow corporate capture or influence on corporate sector on decision-making process. For instance, here in Warsaw, in parallel with the ministerial conference, we had a World Global Summit on coal that tried to convince the government how coal is clean energy. And we also have seen spoiler sites all over the place. So it's very strong presence of corporate sector, but on the other hand, presence of social movements and civil sector is not, it's ignored. So that's why we today walked out from this conference. We are sending a message to the government. We need you to act urgently, and we need you to cut the emissions drastically. We need also a binding agreement that has a climate justice perspective, and we want it as such.
Jagoda, how many people could we say that went out or walked out of the negotiations today? I read a number that it was between 300 and 500, something like this.
Our estimation was between 300 and 500, but security estimation, which we believe it's much more accurate because they can really scan the numbers, is 800 people. So it's quite a lot.
Yeah, it's a big number. Did we have any kind of answer or expressions from inside the negotiations from any government? Any kind of consequences of this walkout of many civil society organizations?
This action was very present in media, and we also got a message that the head of the COP, so means the Polish minister, who just resigned, and the minister, or French minister, and Peruvian minister, who are going to chair next to meetings, they want to meet the representatives of civil society. So this is a concrete result out of that walkout. But we believe it's also a very strong message to government that people demand is to act urgently on climate change. And it's also not only those who walked out today from the conference, but also many more around the world who are protesting.
Okay, Jagoda, just to finish, all this happened in the framework in which scientists are saying that we are going to face catastrophic climate change in the next years because of the inaction of the countries which are the biggest emitters of GHG, greenhouse gas emissions. And you said in the press release sent out by Friends of the Earth International, we cannot sit by this egregious inaction and let corporate profits come before people's lives. It's very worrying. Is it, Jagoda?
Exactly. Our message today was polluters talk, we walk. So that means we cannot have voices of polluters and corporations stronger than voices of people, and you cannot have profit more important than human life and livelihood. What happened a few days ago in Philippines might happen very soon somewhere else, and it's very likely to happen more often on higher scale. So this is the future that we don't want. We want the future that is actually going to save the planet in a way that can accommodate human life.
Okay, it was Jagoda Munich, chairperson of Friends of the Earth International. Jagoda, thank you very much. We know it's a bit late there in Warsaw, but we really wanted to have your words here. So Real World Radio really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.